First is report and possible discussion of quarterly activity report by Wells Fargo by John Halls, CFO.
Thank you. This is the quarterly report that we normally, you all normally receive and review. As you can see in this, as of February the 28th, 2015, this is the number of, there's 110 retirees now receiving monthly benefit checks. You can see the breakdown by the type of retiree or category they are, payments. Total participants you can see are 351 still, so there's, again, approximately 240 other individuals that participate in this, that participate or are waiting at some point, they or their beneficiaries will receive retirement checks in the future from this plan. Some of those are active employees, and then some of them are terminated employees that have vested benefits. Then going down a little further, again, as normal, we show the last four quarters, a year's worth of activity in the plan, and of course what's most relevant is the February 15th column, which is the most recent column, which shows the overall activity. The plan went down. The balance of the plan as of the end of February went down by $273,000 in total, and you can see the reason for that as you look down the ins and outs, the receipts. And we had this particular quarter, and Richard will talk a little bit about it, although his report will be as of March 31st. It's a calendar quarter, so it's not exactly the same quarter. So it won't correspond, certainly, with the exact investment performance. But nevertheless, this particular three-month period, you can see overall was really lost a little bit of money, I guess you could. Well, maybe it didn't overall. It made $156,000. In total, we take everything into consideration, the dividends and everything, but not as high. You can see the other quarter is not nearly as high of returns we've had in other quarters, so a little bit down. The benefit payments, $400,000, $415,000. Again, those are pretty steady quarter to quarter. Obviously, those are three monthly benefit payments in that quarter. And then you can see the expenses down there. In this particular quarter, we had the recurring expense from the Boggan Group, Richards Group, and then, of course, Wells Fargo, which we have expenses every quarter for those. And then the Gallagher, and I'll introduce in a minute, Doug Anderson from Gallagher is here for his annual report, and you can see that those were expenses back in August for last year's report. So. And then the auditors, Paget Stratemann is the auditors that audit the plan, and those expenses you can see back were the first couple of quarters of this cycle. So that's expenses, and go down, I guess, to the bottom. There's see the ending balance at this particular at February 28th was $21,902,000, some odd. So that's the thing. Barry Gunnels, who's y'all know Barry's with Wells Fargo Trust, and he's here. And between Barry and I, we can answer any questions if anybody has any questions about the activity of this period.
John, I know you've told me the $78,000, is that for the year or for the expenses?
I'm sorry, what?
That's the fiscal period ending March 31st. Okay. I mean, February 28th.
Okay, right. But that is a 12-month
yes.
figure.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Right?
And that's a good representation for what it is, exactly. That's a good point. It's a 12-month figure. Yes, sir. Good representation of approximately what the expenses are. $40,000. Yes.
Any other comments or questions?